him and lies about him, he's really attacking Donald Trump. And again, he doesn't know the facts because he was in Texas running for office then.
Again, Rick Grenell joining us, the former U.S. Director of National Intelligence, the former U.S. Ambassador to Germany. You travel the country. Do you sense a big red wave?
I do. I think that it's not just a red wave. I think it's also a wave of independence, of people who realize that teaching our children for 20 years to hate America is probably not a good idea, to say the least. And I say that in jest because we have a whole bunch of people who have been teaching our kids wokeism and radical ideas. I think that Republicans have to fight back, and we have to have people who are tried and true. You know, I'm so proud that the NRA and Gun Owners of America have endorsed Adam Laxalt. They know that he's a fighter. He's not a talker. He's not somebody who just talks about these issues, but he fights. And that's where I am, is I've moved into the pissed off phase. I'm generally a positive person, but I got to tell you, every great civilization has lasted roughly 250 years. And if we don't get serious about fighting back and taking back our country, we're going to lose it. We are not promised tomorrow. Ronald Reagan told us that every generation has to fight for their freedom. And that's exactly why Donald Trump has endorsed Adam Laxalt, because he knows he's a fighter.
Rick, let me ask you, a lot of people may be sitting on the fence. They're saying, I don't know whether to go to the polls and vote. Our early voting just began on Saturday. It closes out on June 10th. And then, of course, on June 14th, the primary election day. In our final 90 seconds, what is at stake in this primary election?
Well, first of all, everything is at stake. We have to vote. You have to, even when we are suspicious of the process of the voter rolls, of the mail-in ballots, and all of the COVID graft that they did, we still must vote. And we have to demand that our politicians begin to fix the system. I'm trying to fix the system in California. It's going to take many years. But we've got to be able to push our people and others who are unhappy with inflation, with the price of gas, to the polls. You have to vote. This is the system we have. And at the same time, we have to fix the system.
Rick Grenell, it's always good having you on. Thank you so much, my friend. We will have you on again soon. You have yourself a great rest of your day, and enjoy your week.
Evan, thank you so much. All the best to you.
There you go. Good guy. Rick Grenell, the former U.S. Director of National Intelligence. You know, it's always weird that, there are people that are just normal people, and all of a sudden they're entrusted with all of these secrets. And Rick Grenell knows all of the American secrets, past, present, and maybe future. I mean, that's an awesome responsibility. And I love to get a chance to visit with him. Coming up, Aaron Manfredi, candidate for Nevada Board of Regents, District 8. And one of the reasons that I wanted to have Aaron on is, you know, we always talk about the top of the ticket and the Senate race and the governor's race and 16 candidates on the Republican side, blah, 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 blah. And so many times we forget the races down the ballot that are vitally important to our future. Now, we always talk about education and the struggles that we have in our state for education. We're usually referring to K through 12. But in this particular case, higher education is important as well. I want to shine a light on it, and we're going to do that here in just a couple of minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. We are back to work after the holiday right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And as we check out our traffic camps here at 2:30, a couple of working crashes right now. Interstate 15 southbound, that's at Flamingo. Multiple vehicles are involved in that one. They're there on the right shoulder. And another collision, that's Interstate 15 southbound at Spring Mountain. That is on the left shoulder. There is a stranded vehicle. That's their U.S. 95 westbound past Southern Rancho. and a lot of road work going on, as you may have noticed all the orange cones out there. It continues on Interstate 515 both directions between the 15 and Eastern Avenue, and road work on Nellis, that's mainly between Tropicana and Craig.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. UNLV football picking up some verbal commitments from junior college players who will join the team for the upcoming season. Keith Conley Jr., a defensive end who had 39 tackles and 9 sacks in 11 games this past year. He is set to join UNLV. UNLV will be his third college since graduating high school. They also pick up the commitment of Brandon McElroy. He's an interior lineman, 310 pounds. He reportedly was also recruited by UAB, Jacksonville State, and Arizona State. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Technology allows us to manage everything from our wrists.
Get the fly swatter.
Not necessary. My smartwatch will take care of it.
But to manage all your clouds, you need more than technology. You need a VMware cross-cloud services solution orchestrated by CDW to simplify workflows, speed innovation, and secure all your applications across any cloud.
Does your watch tell time?
Only if you get the app.
VMware makes robust multi-cloud management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware.
Now, you know this isn't Sam Brown's first rodeo, right? He ran for office in Texas.
Wait, he's from Texas?
He moved there from Arkansas to run for office. Poured it on thick, too.
Here it is.
Texas has been good to us. Texas is really God's country. Let's plant our roots in Dallas and really invest in the community there.
Wait for it.
And I'm not going anywhere.
But he only moved here in 2018.
Yeah, and he's running for Senate after just living here a few years, right?
I have socks that have literally been in Nevada longer than Sam Brown. So why did he leave Texas?
Well, voters in Texas asked the same thing, didn't they?
You would never get me out of here. It'll literally take an act of God to get me out of Texas.
Wait, so what happened?
Well, he lost the race in Texas.
Ouch. So losing an election was an act of God?
Apparently for Sam Brown it was.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are just 15 minutes away from another Tanks for Listening winner. 250, just about 15 minutes from now, we'll get a chance to give away a $50 gas card and a Meineke basic oil change. We're going to do that all week, and we're going to do it all month. And at the end of every week, we're going to get the daily winners together, and we're going to give away a $100 gas card. So this is all going to be coming up. $250. We'll tell you how you can win a $50 gas card and a Meineke basic oil change. Always good to have good people on the show. And regardless of whether it's top of the ticket or down towards the bottom of the ticket, Aaron Manfredi joins us. He is a candidate for Nevada Board of Regents District 8, and he's a former neighbor of mine, believe it or not. We were in the same neighborhood for a lot of years, and he has moved on, but it's always good to have him on. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kevin, and yes, you're an old neighbor, but you're still close. So
there you go. There you go. Hey, you know, a lot of people don't know, and all of us have voted in this state. I've done it for about, 11, 12 years, and I've voted for Board of Regent candidates before, and I never quite knew what they do. What is it the Board of Regents do?
So the Board of Regents in Nevada, we have 13 elected regents, and they are based on their districts. And so the regents set policy and approve budgets for eight of our higher ed institutions in Nevada. So we got UNLV, UNR, one research institute, Nevada State College, and several community colleges.
Aaron, I know whenever we talk about education, it seems like we're almost always talking about K through 12, but we kind of ignore the higher education part of it, the colleges and the junior colleges. Let me just ask you, we know how bad it is at K through 12 in our state. We're number 50. How are we relative to colleges?
We have a very low graduation rate in Nevada. On the NINSHE website, I believe we're sitting at right about 51%. So, you know, I'll tell you what that means is a new generation of college students. I've spoken to many of them and used to be one myself. And, you know, we have a lot of prereqs and a lot of classes that one has to take to get to their major. And, you know, after being on the campuses and talking to a lot of students, they feel like they're in high school again. And after about a year of taking these classes, which they feel they've already taken, and they're not doing anything with their major, they drop out. And Vegas has an opportunity to make a lot of money doing other things, you know, especially the service industry. And so we are we're losing students, and that's a big problem.
How do we retain students like that, that are either bored to tears or feel like their education is really being ignored?
We have to make it interesting. We have to find new ways to make it convenient. Vegas is not small, so driving 45 minutes to an hour to campus, finding parking, which is utterly impossible. Then you have to walk to your class. I mean, the whole process itself is not desirable. So we are shifting towards a hybrid model, which means one can attend a class once every 3 weeks and come in person. We still have in-person college classes. Online learning, we really, really need to shift our focus to more of that because it's more convenient, as we all experienced during the pandemic, right? A lot of people were able to work from home, and when you're taking classes at home and you're doing it not having to sacrifice your work and your personal life, that's how it becomes desirable. And so we need to do that, and we also need to find ways to lower tuition and stop making jabs at the wallet.
I want to ask you, because we know that online learning was a massive disaster at the K through 12 level. Was it any better with higher learning?
Absolutely. It really was. Yeah, we, you know, universities have found a way to, you know, quadruple their income and their revenue by online learning. So, you know, obviously you couldn't go to the campus. And what else do you do if you're a young person and you're not working and you're not able to do a whole lot of anything? It actually drove up a lot of those numbers to online learning. It finally helped recruit those kids who might have taken a class or two and disappeared, or maybe they were one of the ones that after a year got bored and they revisited ideas. So we need to expand that, and we do a decent job international, but we need to do a lot more. Arizona State is a great example. They make a ton of revenue with their online learning. Southern Nevada, Hampshire University is another place that has set the tone. Obviously, University of Phoenix has been around a long time and started online. So we just need to think smart and get a bunch of regents together who have a business mindset like myself and come up with some new ideas.
Again, Aaron Manfredi joining us. He is a candidate for Nevada Board of Regents District 8. I've always wondered, why do we elect a Board of Regents? Why can't it be appointed by the governor or by the legislature or some other body?
A lot of states do appoint their regents, and they definitely have their fair share of problems. What I'd like to see done is a hybrid board, and I've shared this with many legislators and governor candidates, and they really like the idea, is a legislative bipartisan committee, 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats, set the standards for those that want to be on the regent board, and they have a qualifications that they must go through, PhD, higher education experience. And so, and if the job of that bipartisan committee to choose that next candidate, I like to see the governor not have any say in this. As far as the legislators, I like to see of those that are on the committee, they've got to be highly educated themselves. Otherwise, what would be the point of that? And I like to see us go in that direction first before we go and try to kick the regents out of the Constitution and make it fully appointed. And then when we do that, at that point, it is nothing but political.
When we elect constitutional officers in our state, there is a skill set required. If you're going to run for attorney general, it would be nice if you're an attorney. If you're going to run for treasurer, you have some background in money. What about a skill set that's needed for the Board of Regents? What is it you bring to the party that you need to be a regent?
I graduated from UNLV and UNR with masters from each. I graduated from CSN, College of Southern Nevada. I've been on executive boards at UNLV. Currently, I'm the president of the UNLV Veterans Alumni Board, which is associated with the alumni board. I was also on Project Focus, which helps those students with intellectual disabilities and high-functioning disabilities become educated, and we also help them with jobs. I think at the bare minimum, a candidate should have at least a master's degree. It doesn't mean that having a master's makes you a super smart person, but it's also important to understand education and how it works, how it operates. And I think that should be a minimum qualification, and I met those minimum qualification years ago, and you know, I love our schools, and we are really close to turning this around. All we need left is a few good men and women, and we're going to fix this.
What is it that got you into the race? There are a lot of offices. I mean, we've had 16 gubernatorial candidates. We got tons of candidates for different constitutional offices, state rep or state assembly rather, and state senate. What is it that got you into this race?
I always say, I get a lot of friends, candidates that always ask me which race they should run for. And I always tell them that you got to make sure that you're qualified for the position first. And so, you know, this is an unpaid position. It requires a lot of hours. And I have the educational background. I have the educational leadership. And I'm also a military veteran. So, you know, fought for our country. And I wanted to find something that I can relate to and truly understand. I know what it's like to be a student, being on these boards, being on different committees. To me, it comes organically. And, you know, if you're good at something and you understand it, then that's the direction you should go in, and that's why I'm doing it.
Okay, you are running in District 8. Where is 8? I mean, people don't even know what congressional district they're in. How are they going to know what the Board of Regents district is? Where is 8?
8 is starts at Buffalo in Windmill and goes all the way south, and then it continues down Blue Diamond to Pahrump. It also covers Elko County, Eureka, White Pines, and Nye County. And then in Vegas, we have a very small little section outside of Nellis Air Force Base by Civic Center and Craig. And then we have far northwest. So if you are off of Elkhorn and Farm Road, Jones and Decatur, way northwest, it also covers that area as well. And our town of Blue Diamond, which is close to Mountains Edge.
Folks that want to know more about your candidacy, where do they go? How can they find you?
I have a lot of detailed information, a lot of heavy content on manfredi4nevada.com.
One more time.
Manfredi, M-A-N-F-R-E-D-I, number4nevada.com.
Aaron, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Aaron Manfredi, candidate for Nevada Board of Regents. Now you know what they do. They approve budgets, and they do a lot of good stuff, and they don't get paid. Wow. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the club, weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Live and Local with Kevin Wall for your chance to win a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Thanks for listening, fueled by Meineke Car Care Center here on AM 670 KMZQ.
In Vegas, it takes more than luck to fight crime. I'm Kevin McMahill, and I'm running for sheriff. I've spent 30 years working to keep this town safe, rising through the ranks at Metro. I care about people. I believe addressing the root causes of crime like addiction, mental health, and homelessness is vital. I believe taking care of our officers' mental and physical well-being means they will take better care of us. I'm endorsed by our police and firefighters because they know I'm a battle-tested leader. And with your vote, I'll reduce crime as sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin McMahill.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Enough with the fees already. Bad check fees, credit card fees, late rent fees, and those huge payday loan fees. We can help and safely lend you up to $5,000 in minutes to cover your payments and avoid those fees. If you need the loan for one day, one week, or one year, it doesn't matter at the DLC. You only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no application fees or prepayment penalties. Nothing, really.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
$2.50 on the nose. On AM 670 KMZQ, good to have you with us. I told you at 2:50 we were going to be doing our Thanks for Listening giveaway. And boy, I tell you, we timed it perfectly. I mean, like, perfectly, to the second. 2:50, and that means it's time to give away a $50 gas card and a Meineke basic oil change. Here is the number to call, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number 3 is going to be our winner. A $50 gas card and a Meineke basic oil change. And then at the end of the week, we're going to take all the winners and put them in the hopper, and we're going to give them a $100 gas card. This is going to be so cool. We're going to do it all month long, okay? Management has stepped up big time, and I just absolutely love it. So, in fact, I'll tell you who the winner is coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FAST for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account, PayPal, or gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FAST for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code FAST.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth and repeal Sisolak's mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this, then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3. On AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Nick from Las Vegas. He just won a $50 gas card and a Meineke basic oil change, and he is now eligible to win the $100 gas card. Yeah, the $100 gas card we're going to be giving away on Friday. So going to be big, and Nick is right there. He's got his name in the hopper. Nick from Las Vegas, congratulations. Our way of saying thanks for listening. Gentlemen, Jim.